8th District Representative Steve Kagan says he's concerned about auto workers and dealership owners, but that he's drawing a line in Kimberly and Niagara, where NewPage Corporation closed its paper mills. 600 jobs were lost in Kimberly alone when the mill closed in September. NewPage is owned by Cerberus, which also owns an 80% stake in Chrysler, and Kagan says the company has enough money to bail itself out.
Cerberus has $60 billion to $80 billion of income a year, at least as of last year. And in my view, they can come up with the necessary capital to keep Chrysler afloat. After all, if Chrysler was such a good investment, why wouldn't Cerberus put more of their own money into it? Why are they asking the taxpayers to do so when they're unwilling to do it themselves?
Executives from Cerberus are scheduled to be in Kimberly this week to meet with village officials and union leaders. Kagan hopes the company will agree to sell its mills.
There were several buyers for the Niagara facility and three buyers for the Kimberly facility that have come forward. And in my opinion, the community of Kimberly and Niagara would be best served if NewPage and Cerberus would do the right thing and sell their mills or run them.
Kagan says he would have been more willing to support the auto industry loan if each of the three companies were considered separately. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.